8:48. This week we're joined by Rafael Rashid to talk about the much coveted exemption from compulsory military service for Korean male athletes and certain artists. Welcome again to bring us This Morning Society, Rafael Rashid.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We've been talking about this a lot. I think I've shared my own opinion probably far too much on this issue. And maybe if we have time to share our own thoughts, we could do so at the end. But you've been hearing from others. Can you give us a quick recap of the law as it stands for military exemptions?
Yeah, sure. So as I'm sure most of the listeners are aware, the government has given military service exemptions since 1981 to athletes who earn a gold medal at the Asian Games or any medal, regardless of color, at the Olympics. And this special favor is also granted to those who win big music competitions abroad, such as in violin or piano. Why? They say it's for enhancing national prestige, basically. And those who do get exempt from the military still need to receive approximately 4 weeks of basic military training and complete a few hundred hours of volunteer activities in the area of expertise, but it basically means they don't go.
Before we go any further on this, we should point out that this is an issue that has not only come up a lot in recent weeks, but also in recent years. It's just a recurring theme.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, this has been going on for quite a while. It's always been a source of repeated controversy. Even 4 years ago, it was in 2014, Kia Tigers baseball player Na Ji-won drew condemnation for receiving an exemption by being named to the national team at the Incheon Asian Games, despite concealing an injury. And yeah, it happens quite a lot.
But now there's talk about reviewing the system, especially under global pressure. There are calls for BTS to be exempt, so they don't have to. I mean, these global superstar K-pop individuals, we should point out for anyone who's not yet aware of BTS. Is that possible?
I'm not too sure.
Even I know BTS. I don't know their music very well, but I know them. But there's a lot of people, a lot of fans, millions around the world who want to make sure they don't have to break up for military service.
Yeah, so some people are saying, well, if the system of exemption is maintained in Korea, the list of international competitions and categories and artists must be reviewed to create a fair list. And, you know, there are many young men in many fields who contribute to the nation's so-called prestige, not just in sports. So, of course, some would argue that BTS scoring number one, not once but twice, is more than a sufficient argument to say, hey, let's change the law.
Another major point that I think we should just throw in there is there's the argument that you shouldn't take the peak performance away from these individuals, especially in sports like football. And for K-pop bands, where you're likely to reach your peak when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
If you take 2 years away, that's a big blow. But you spoke to a couple of men serving the military, right?
Yeah, actually, I spoke to two who had served in the military. And, I mean, it was positive and negative. And here's what one person said.
안녕하세요. 서울에 살고 있는 34살 군필자 남자입니다. 최근에 불거진 스포츠 병역 특례 논란과 관련해서 제 생각은 병역 특례를 주는 거는 찬성인데요. 이번에 문제가 됐던 건 각 종목마다의 선수 선발의 기준이 문제가 됐던 것 같습니다. 따라서 선수 선발의 기준을 좀 더 타인이 봐도 납득이 될 만한 그런 엄격한 기준에 따른 선발이 우선일 것 같고요. 그리고 단지 현재는 지금 제가 알기로 올림픽 동메달 이상과 아시안게임 금메달 기준으로 알고 있는데 그거에 대한 개편도 조금 필요하지 않나라는 생각입니다.
So he's saying he agrees with exemptions, but the issue at the Asian Games was the selection process, basically who gets to be on the national team. He says the process should be a lot more strict. And also, why should it just be gold medal at the Asian Games, but any medal at the Olympics? So, interestingly, an idea that's been floating around is the idea of having a kind of mileage system So that you are able to, you know, the more sports you do, the better chance you have of being exempt. And actually, I spoke to someone else on the other side of the spectrum, and here's what he said.
안녕하세요. 저는 서울에 사는 군필 남성입니다. 저는 연예인과 스포츠 스타의 병역 특례에 대해서 반대하는 입장입니다. 과거 80년대, 90년대 정치적 목적을 위해 문화예술, 체육 분야에서 국위선양을 했다고 간주된 사람들에게 특례를 준 것으로 알고 있습니다. 지금에 와서는 시대가 많이 바뀌었고 인식도 많이 바뀌고 있는 것 같습니다. 글로벌 시대의 국위선양을 위한 병역 면제는 더 이상 필요하지 않은 것 같습니다. 그것은 국가가 아닌 개인의 영위 쪽에 좀 더 가까운 것 같습니다. 좀 애매한 부분도 있지만 그렇기 때문에 폐지하는 게 좋을 것 같습니다.
So here he's saying that sure, exemptions were used in the 1980s and 1990s to elevate Korea's prestige, but times have changed and so have people's perceptions. And in the global era, there's really not much point in promoting Korea's national prestige anymore. So we should abolish this generous system.
Well, again, it comes down to whether we still feel that's what an exemption's for, or whether it's more about understanding the individual and very unique circumstances of an elite sports personality, yeah, or perhaps artist. What about the online views that you've been gathering?
So online, of course, the debate has been quite strong. There's been many petitions on the Blue House petition website. In one case, one read, Korea's talented athletes naturalize abroad due to insufficient support at home. So who will compete for the country if we eliminate the exemption system? You know, and other opinions are that highly paid players like Son Heung-min should donate part of their profits to benefit other soldiers during their exemption period.
Well, yeah, because you could start building an argument that there are all sorts of people who are also missing out on a key period of their lives by going to the military. And indeed, there are conscientious objectors who have been in the spotlight for a, you know, different way, but it ties back to the same attitude of how do we feel about military service?
Yeah, I mean, Korea's not the only country that has a conscription service system, and many countries around the world have it. I mean, if we think about, I don't know, Israel or Norway, these are countries that have a system. In fact, it's for both men and women. And you can, if you decide, you can decide not to go if you do not believe in going, basically. So there are many exemptions around the world, and Korea is just starting to look into this debate.
And the debate will keep going. I'm sure it will keep going until military service is no longer compulsory.
Exactly.
Rafael Rashid, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here.